Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, it's Joe.
Joe, what are you doing today?
Well, hoping you guys can help me clear up if I'm getting a second date.
Okay. Well, what happened on the first date?
Need a little more detail.
Yeah.
Sure, right. So, I guess a little bit of a backstory. I'm the president of my homeowners association, the community where we live.
Okay.
And I met a neighbor a few months back, and her name is Stephanie. And we seemed to hit it off after, you know, seeing each other and talking at a few meetings. And I asked Stephanie out, and we went out to dinner one night. We went to Romer's.
Yum.
Her idea, you know, maybe not kind of place I would have been my first pick, but hey, I'm game. You know, I just wanted to spend time with her, so we went to dinner, and you know, I thought things went great. I thought we accomplished a lot, you know, on the date. And again, I thought we just left having a really great conversation, a nice night. And I haven't heard from her. I haven't been able to. She hasn't returned any of my calls or text messages. She even didn't show up to our last meeting that we had, and she's always there. And now I'm wondering if I should be taking that personally.
Joe sounds like he's got a lot of invested in this, Woody.
He's kind of laid it all out
for
us. No further questions, right?
I mean, you could tell he's the president because he's got an agenda.
I like to have a plan.
Okay. So we are going to call Stephanie in about 10 minutes if you can hold on. Is that cool?
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Well, you know, we got to play music and pay the bills and all that kind of good stuff, okay?
Okay.
He's got an agenda.
He's like, come on, people.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, so Joe, you guys said you went to Romer's for your first date with Stephanie, and you said that wasn't really your cup of tea, like for a first date. Where would you rather go then? Because Romer's is great.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine if you're into that kind of thing, a little bit more laid back, casual, you know,
rustic.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, you know, I like a nice steak, like you know, the new Outback by Costco. I would have loved to go there, but hey, you know. I'm game for whatever, I guess.
Nick, you've been there, right? Nick's our boss. He's in here. You said it's good there?
Nice.
Yeah.
Beautiful in there.
And you know what? I can't figure out what happens.
Well, we're going to find out, aren't we?
Let's give her a call. Be real quiet, okay?
I feel bad for Joe.
Hello?
Is this Stephanie?
This is me.
Good morning, Stephanie. It's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Oh, good morning. I love you guys.
Oh, well, we love you back. We love you back so much. We are going to help you with your love life this morning.
Try to.
Okay.
Joe called us.
Oh.
Oh.
She already knows what this is about. She's heard of second date.
He could have kind of done this whole date by himself because he gave us a lot of detail.
Very much okay. So.
And he thought maybe, he said you guys went to Romer's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get the turkey balls?
I wanted the turkey balls. Oh my gosh. Yeah, we wanted to try the turkey balls, but Joe was like afraid that they were actual balls, I guess.
Like testicles?
Like turkey
Oh my god. Okay.
Well,
okay.
Oh, poor Joe.
I thought they looked delicious. Oh my gosh. All that goodness rolled into a ball.
Yes. I mean, for all of you who haven't been there, it is amazing. It's like Thanksgiving and like Stephanie just said, so
well, he was a ball of Thanksgiving joy.
Yes, a ball of Thanksgiving joy. So he was worried that maybe he was messy and that maybe that turned you off or something.
He said he can't get a hold of you. He said you guys had a great time.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, we did get along. I assume he told you about the HOA meetings.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, we got along really great during the meetings, and Joe was, you know, funny and easy to talk to until we went on our actual date.
Okay. What happened? Well, he, you know what? I thought it was a little interesting when he said that you got a lot accomplished. Did you pick up on that, Woody?
Yeah. Did he really? I missed that one.
Yeah. He said, we got a lot accomplished. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
What happened?
There you have it. There you have it. So basically, Joe embodies HOA president and takes it to a whole new level. On the entire date, he was in HOA president mode and proceeded to tell me everything that I needed to fix.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that was awesome.
Like with your house and your property?
Well, I'll give you some examples. Apparently, my trash cans shouldn't be visible from the road. The grass shouldn't be any higher than precisely 4 inches. I'm assuming that he knows that number well.
Yeah. I just got one.
Very good.
I just got that one.
She's in the turkey ball mode.
Oh, man.
That's
Stephanie,
what it is.
You're a roll.
Apparently, I also need to paint my shutters, and now I am no longer allowed to, quote, feed the stray cats because now they won't leave the neighborhood.
Well, I mean, I guess those are all legitimate.
Like maybe just part of discussion?
Yeah.
No. This man bought a legitimate highlighted copy of the HOA bylaws to our date. Are you kidding me right now? Like, this is supposed to be where we relax and hang out. Like, maybe we mention one or two things, but you don't have to go through the bylaws piece by piece.
Is that all you talked about then?
The whole time.
I have to say, I'm shocked. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Joe.
It's the president.
Yeah.
President Joe, you know, who I know nothing about other than that he's the HOA president. I don't know if he has siblings. I don't know if his parents are still alive. I don't know if he's... I don't know anything.
He doesn't like turkey balls, apparently.
Defend yourself here, Joe.
He doesn't like turkey balls. Right, right.
Yeah, and I caught the wishful thinking of the four, the number four also. So listen, you know, I'm a dentist, and here's what I know. People don't like hearing the truth. And listen, we're both recently divorced. It's very clear Stephanie doesn't have a man in her life.
What?
No.
And helping her
Okay, you carry around the bylaws. Are you kidding me right now? I think you're just taking this job a little bit too seriously. Maybe you should
Stephanie
go back to work and take some of that sweet air or something.
Can't keep track of her own life, let alone her house. I was trying to help her out.
Oh, my God.
You know, sometimes you have to lead a horse to water and splash the water on their
this
face.
This is easy for us.
To help
wow,
them.
This went south really fast. Okay.
So listen, you know, I thought we really had a nice conversation. I genuinely was trying to be helpful, you know.
By pointing out all the faults of my house.
Well, listen, everything I told you, by the way, was to protect you and your home value. And then, of course, us. No one wants, you know, that one crazy neighbor that, you know, has a toilet on their front lawn. And by the way, about the cats, you know, the crazy single, alone, crazy cat lady on The Simpsons where there's like 30
Hi.
Cats hanging
Get him, Nancy.
That's going to be Stephanie.
Get him, Nancy.
Say,
oh, my goodness.
Cat,
can we hang up
I'm
on this man?
Yeah, well,
comes out with a baby stroller full of food.
Hey!
Get him, Nancy. Get him.
Now, listen,
oh my
okay.
Goodness.
This is, I think we've reached the point of no return, Woody.
Oh yeah. But,
go ahead.
Unfortunately,
Thank
we have
you,
to
Mr. President.
Unfortunately, we have to offer the second date, even though we know how this is going to end.
Yeah.
So what we can do is set you guys back up, send you back out, pick up transportation, pick up the tab wherever you go.
But you both have to say yes to the second date.
Yeah, no.
See, some people you just can't help.
Joe, you just don't seem to be very flexible in your beliefs.
He's not flexible, but I am. You're missing out, buddy.
Oh! Woo!
The K99.1 FM, 7:30.
Second date update. For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.